B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim daf lamed hey. We're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Omud, the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Eilu dvorim she'odom yotze behen yedei chayvosoi b'pesach. We know that on Pesach, besides for the fact that it's also to eat chometz, and there might be a general mitzvah to eat matzah, that's a discussion, but there's a chiyuv to eat a kazayis of matzah on the first night of Pesach. It says in the Pasuk, bo erev toichlu matzois. The question is, with what is one allowed to make matzah? With what type of grains? Says the Mishnah, Eilu dvorim she'odom yotze ben yedei chayvosoi b'pesach, with the following types of grains one's allowed to do the mitzvah of eating a kazayis of matzah on the first night of Pesach. Bechitin, with wheat, besoirin, with barley, bekusmin, that some assume means what we call spelt, ubeshifoin, that some assume it means what we call rye, ubeshiboiles shual, that some assume it's what we call oats. Vayetzin, now the Mishnah is going to speak about a group of breads, of matzahs, where there's some issue with them, and there's going to be a chiddush in the Mishnah, the Gemara will explain them, that even though they seem to have an issue, one is allowed to eat them for a kazayis of matzah. V'yotzin, one is yotze the mitzvah of matzah, b'dmai. Dmai is if one buys produce, fruits, vegetables from an am ha'aretz, somebody that we are not 100% sure, we cannot assume or take for granted that he took the relevant trumas and maestras, even though we would assume that he took them. As a roiv, most of the am ha'aretz do take them, but the Chachomim said, since we cannot be sure, you're not allowed to eat them unless you take the relevant trumas and maestras again, just to be sure. So if you have matzah, which is demai, it was made of wheat, it was made of the grains of an amaret, then, and one ate it on the first night of Pesach for the kazayis of matzah, then one has been yotza. And the Gemara is going to explain what if there's a chiddush, what the chiddush is. Before we carry on, let's just have a very basic hakdama, an introduction to the Matnis Kuna, to the Trumais and Maestras. A person has fruits, vegetables, produce, different halachas, but the halacha is, if a certain person has grains, the first thing he has to do is he has to take off Truma Gedoila. Truma Gedoila is approximately 2%. It's a discussion in Maseches Trumas, we're not going into it here. Approximately 2% of the produce is given to a Kohen. And that's truma, and we've learned about truma in the past. After that, the owner of the produce has to take 10% of what's left, which is 9.8% of the overall, because 2% has been taken away, 98% left, 10% of that is 9.8%, and he gives that to a levi, and that's called maisa rishon. And besides for that, the owner has to take maisa sheni, which has to be eaten by the owner, or can be eaten by the owner, but it must be eaten in Yerushalayim Betara, and that's in year 1, 2, 4, and 5 of Shemitah. In year 3 and 6 of Shemitah, instead of Maisa Sheni, which is eaten in Yerushalayim, he has to give Maisa Oni, he has to give Maisa to the poor people. Now, the Maisa Rishon, which is given to the Levi, there's a halacha that the Levi has to give 10% of that to the Kohen, called Trumas Maisa. And that Trumas Maisa has the same halachas as Truma Gedoila, the original Truma given to the Kohen. We're going to see later in the Gemara, and I'll just bring it in now, so to have a full introduction, that when preparing the produce, the time, the stage where a person, where the owner is actually chayv min ha-Torah to take the Truma Gedoila, is not before he has finished the harvesting, which means that he's piled up the, he's thrashed it, he's piled all the grains, he's made a pile and smoothed out the pile. Only then it's called a Gemara Melacha, and it's called Tevel, and he has to take Truma Gedoila. After Truma Gedoila, he takes Maisa Rishon, etc. Before that, if it's still Bashibolim, if it's still in the stalks, it hasn't been thrashed, it hasn't been piled, then at that point, even though if he were to take the Trumas and Maestras, they would be valid, there's not yet a Chiyuv. And the halacha is, if a Levi comes before the Kohen, the Levi says, if I wait till the owner gives the Truma Gedoila to the Kohen, there's only going to be 98% left. And then he's going to give me 10%. That's 9.8% of the overall. He says, I don't want that. I want the 10% of the 100%. So I'm going to take my Maaser Rishon. I'm going to ask the owner to give me Maaser Rishon before he gives the Kohen Truma Gedola. So that is an option, and it would be valid. And if he took the Maaser Rishon before the Truma Gedola, whilst the produce was still in its stalk state, it wasn't yet piled and smoothed, then doing this, actually, the Levi does not have to reimburse the Kohen and give him what he lost from the Truma Gedola had the Levi not taken his share, the Maaser Rishon, first. If, however, the Levi took his Maaser Rishon after the produce was already piled up and the pile is smoothed out, at that point, since min haTorah, the owner is already required to go to the Kohen and give him the Truma Gedola, if the Levi took the Maaser Rishon first, then he has to reimburse the Kohen and give the Kohen not only the Truma Gedola, not only the Truma Smaiser that you would have to give him anyway, he also has to reimburse the Kohen the part of the Truma Gedola that the Kohen would have got had the Levi not taken his Maaser Rishon first. Now Maaser Sheni has to be taken up to Yerushalayim to be eaten there. If you cannot take the Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, then they would redeem the Maaser Sheni and let the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni be valid on some coins. Those coins would then be taken to Yerushalayim and used to buy food that will then have the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni and be eaten there. And after a person is poida, he redeems the original Maaser Sheni. The original Maaser Sheni is chulin, and you can eat it outside Yerushalayim. You can do what you want with it. That's a basic overview for what we need to understand the Mishnah and a part of the Gemara later. So says the Gemara, V'yotzim b'dumai. You can, if you have matzah from produce that was made of dumai, is yotza. U'b'maaser rishon shenot lo trumosoi. If a Levi had maaser rishon and he took the trumas maaser and gave it to the kohen, the Levi can then have matzah from this maaser rishon. And the truth is that Rashi stresses that after the Levi takes the Truma Smaiser from the Maaser Rishon is actually allowed to be eaten by anybody, not only the Levi. U'b'maaser sheni v'hekdesh niftu. If you had Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh that were redeemed, and now the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni or the Hekdesh was valid on the coins that redeemed them, then from the original Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh, if you make matzah out of it, and here we're talking about even outside Yerushalayim, one is yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. If you have challah, which is part of the dough that's separated off the dough and given from every dough to a kohen, which has similar halachas to truma, which is the truma is the 2% given to the kohen, or the truma smaiser, which is 10% of the 10% that the Levi gets from Maaser Rishon. But either way, the kohen, if he wants to use challah or truma, assuming it's tohir, the kohen is tohir and the produce is tohir, then the kohen is allowed to make matzah from this challah and truma, and he can do the mitzvah of bimekayim, the mitzvah of be'erev toichlu matzos with this produce. Even though a Yisrael would not be allowed to eat this challah or truma, the Kohen is allowed to eat it, he can be yotze the mitzvah. So that's that part of the Mishnah, second part of the Mishnah. Now is the third part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is now going to give us a list of situations where one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Avaloi betevel, but if you have produce that trumas and maestros have not been taken, they have the status of tevel, one's not allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with it. And we're going to see later that there's two reasons why. Number one is the good old rule of mitzvah boba aveira. If you do a mitzvah whilst doing an aveira, then one is not yotze the mitzvah. That is something that Rashi brings. The Gemara doesn't explicitly bring it, but Rashi and Amud Beis brings it a couple of times. And besides for that, the Gemara at the bottom of Amud Beis is going to teach us that there's a special posuk that says, we're going to learn from a posuk, you can only be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah if the only aveira that you have to be careful not to transgress is the aveira of it becoming chometz. But beyond the chometz issue, if there's any other issue with it, then one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with it. So if you've got tevel, there's another issue. You're not allowed to eat it. If you did eat it, not only do you have the Avera of Tevel, but you have not been Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. If a Levi has Maisa Rishon and he didn't give Trumas Maisa to the Kohen, he's not allowed to, he cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with this produce. If you have Maisa Sheini outside Yerushalayim that was not redeemed, or Hekdash, something belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, that was not redeemed, you cannot use it for the mitzvah of matzah. You're not allowed to. Hektish is not yours to use, and Maisa Sheini outside Yerushalayim you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to eat. Another halacha, chalo is toida. When somebody brought a carbon toida, he brought four different types of let's call them breads. Three types were matzah, one type was chometz. And of the three types of the matzah breads, then chalo is hatoida. If somebody had breads that were dedicated to be used for a carbon toida, obviously the matzah ones, or a kike nozir, or the wafers, which was also a type of a challah, which was a nozir would bring, then it's as follows. Asan le'atzmoy, if he made them for himself in order to use them for his own carbon toida, for his own carbon nozir, ein yetze behen, you're not allowed to use them for to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, because they've been dedicated to be used as part of a korban. Asan limkir b'shuk, but if you made them just in order to sell them for the use of korban toida or korban nozir in the marketplace, and he ended up not selling them and he's using them for himself, now yetzin ben, he's allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with them. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara starts with the five different species of grain that one's allowed to use for matzah. And what were they? Chitin and tsoirin, which is your typical wheat and flour, wheat and barley, and then also kusmin, shifoin, and shiboilas shual. Says the Gemara, kusmin min chitin. Kusmin is a type of wheat, and the difference is the halachic ramification of that will be that we know there's halacha that when taking truma, one should not take truma of one type of grain for another type of grain. You can't say, I've got a big pile of one grain, I'm going to take 2% of a different grain for truma, and then this pile will be okay. No, you have to take from what each species for its own. So the halacha is that kusmin is in the same type, the same species as chitin, and therefore, if you're allowed to take truma from one to the other. Shiboiles shual v'shifoin means tsoirin, they are in the barley bracket, and therefore one can take truma from one to the other. Now the Gemara says, kusmin, what is kusmin? Gulba, something the Gemara called gulba. Shifoin, what is shifoin? Dishra, something the Gemara called dishra. Shiboiles shual, what is that? Shvilei talo, something the Gemara called shvilei ta'alo. And I'm especially not translating these things because there's a very big discussion and controversy exactly what these things are in contemporary terms. So we'll just read the Gemara and everyone will do their own inquiries if necessary. Says the Gemara, Hani in, from the Mishnah it's clear that only these five types, Chitin, Tzoirin, Kusmin, Shifoin, and Shiboiles Shual, are allowed to be used for matzah. Oirez v'doichen, oirez, some translators being what we call rice. Doichon is what some translate, some say it's what we call millet, but it's also, these are discussions in the poskim. Loi. Oirez v'doichon is not allowed to be used for matzah. Minoan amili. Why should that be? What's the source of this? Omer b'shimon ben Lakish, v'chein tonu d'ber b'shmoel, v'chein tonu d'ber b'lezer ben Yaakov. Omer kro. Three people learnt it from the following pasuk. Loi soichal olav chomitz. It says in the pasuk that you're not allowed to eat with the matzah chometz. Shiras yomim toichal olav matzis. I mean, 7 days you have to eat matzah, and not allowed to eat chometz. The pasuk puts together the not eating chometz with the yes eating matzah. And what do we learn from there? That dvorim aboyim lidei chimutz odom yotze ben lidei chivosei b'matzah. The only type of grain you're allowed to use for matzah is a type of grain that were you to leave it to ferment, to become leavened, it would actually become leavened. Yotzu elu, to the exclusion of those, she'ein boyim lidei chimutz elu lidei sirochin, to the exclusion of those that when you let them ferment, they don't become leavened, they just become spoilt. And Oirez V'doichen seems to be in that bracket of grains where if you let them to ferment, they will become spoilt, not leavened. They will not become chometz. If they cannot become chometz, then they cannot be used for matzah either. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Delekre B'Yechanan Benuri, our Mishnah that seems to say clearly that you cannot use Oyrez V'Deichan for matzah is arguing with B'Yechanan Benuri, to Omar Oyrez Min Dogonhu. B'Yechanan Benuri says that Oyrez is actually a type of a grain, V'Chayovin Al Chimutzai Koros, it becomes chometz, and if you eat it on Pesach, you'll be Chayev Koros, and obviously, according to him, you'd be able to use it for matzah. Because if it can become chometz to the extent that you even chayev koros, of course you'll be able to use it for matzah. The Tanya Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri oyser bo'eres v'doichen. Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri said you should not use oyres v'doichen in your dishes on Pesach, mipnei shekoriv l'achmitz, because it's close, it's easy to becoming, it's quick to become chometz. So you see that he says it can become chometz. It can become chometz. You chayev koros on it. And if it's it can become chometz, then in the event that it's not chometz, if you watch it from being chometz and you make matzah out of it, you can be mekayin in the mitzvah of matzah with oyres, even though oyres and doichen, even though that, and that's not like it seems in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara Iboyelu. The way the Gemara just presented Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or the brisa, the last line that we just saw, that Oyrez v'doichen, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, don't make dishes with it on Pesach, mipnei shekoriv lahachmitz, and we assumed that it means that it's quick to become chometz, and that's actually going to be a discussion now in the Gemara. Iboyelu, when it said in the brisa shekoriv lahachmitz, does it mean dekodim u'machmitz, that it's quick to become chometz, and it can become chometz to the extent that if you eat it, you'll be chayev koros? Or dilma, or no. Koriv lahachmitz means, koriv lahachmitz hava, it's close to becoming chometz. It will never actually become chometz, but it will somehow, it may get somewhat similar to leavened, or it's not mamash chometz. And therefore, chometz gomur lo yehava, it will never become chometz gomur. It might become similar to chometz noiksha and other types of chometz that we're going to learn about later in the Masechta, that they are chometz, but they don't have the whole extreme chumras of typical chometz. And if that was the case, that it doesn't become chometz, then even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, don't make dishes with it, because it's koriv lachmitz, but if it doesn't become chometz, you'll not be chayev koros, and then even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you'll not be able to use them to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. That's the question the Gemara asks. Says the Gemara will try and bring proof from a braisa. Toshema detanya omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, oyrez min dogonhu. That's the first thing he says, is that oyrez is a type of grain. V'chayovin el chimutzei koros, he says explicitly, that if it becomes chometz, you'll be chayev koros if you eat it on Pesach. You see clearly that koriv lahachmitz means it's quick to become chometz, not that it only becomes close to chometz. If it only became close to chometz but didn't become chometz gomor, you wouldn't be chayev koros if you eat it. If you're chayev el chimutzei koros, then it's proper chometz. V'odom yoytze bo yidei chivosi b'pesach. It's explicit in the braisa that if you use this oyrez for making matzahs, you can even be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with it. Not like it says in our Mishnah. V'chein hoy Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri oymer kromis, another type of a grain. Chayov chayeves b'chala. It's chayev in chala. It's also considered a grain, and since it's called a grain, it's called a lechem. And we learn out from, Rashi brings the different psukim, we learn out from that the chiyuv of challah is the same, has the same category as those that one can use, the same grains that can be used for matzah are those that when one makes a dough, one has to take challah from them. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that kromis is chayev in challah. My kromis, what is kromis? Omar Abaye shitznisa. Something the Gemara called shitznisa. My shitznisa. Omer of Papa Shitznisa is the Mishkachas, the Mishkachta, that the Mishtakcha, they are found, Beina Kolnisa, they typically grow between the poppy plants. That is Karmis, and according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's a grain like all the other five grains that we learn about, and one is Chayev Chala. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbe Bar Barchono Omer Shlokish. Isa Sheni Lusha, if you make a dough for Pesach, without using water, Rashi says, b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash. You need it with either wine or oil or honey. Ein chayovin al chimutza koros. Then, it's going to become chometz. So let's assume at this point that it can become chometz. And the reason that you're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it, we're going to see, is because it's mei peiros, that it's, since matzah can only be used, can only be made with flour and water, not with anything else. And ein chayovin al chimutz koros, if it becomes chometz, you won't be chayev koros. And we're going to see in the Gemara discussion, is it because it's not chometz? As we'll see later, mei peiros ein machmitzin. And if it cannot become chometz, obviously you cannot make it for matzah, as we saw before. Or no, it can become chometz, but you're not going to be chayev koros for a different reason, which is going to be very strange. If it is chometz, why should you not get koros? So let's see that inside. Yosef Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Kamed Rav Idi Bar Ovin. Those of Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, they were sitting in front of Rav Idi Bar Ovin. Yosef Rav Idi Bar Ovin, v'kom namnim. Rav Idi Bar Ovin dozed off a little bit. Omele Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. So now you just had Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua that hadn't dozed off, and they were having the following discussion. The Rav Huna asked to Rav Papa, "My Talmud Rish Lakish, what is the reason that Rish Lakish says that if you have a dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey, that you're not chayev koros when it becomes chometz?" Omer Le, Rav Papa said to Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, "Da'omar Kroy, there's a pasuk leseichal olav chometz, as we saw before, that we compare the issa chometz to the mitzvah of matzah. What do we learn from there? Dvarim she'adam yotze ben yedei chivason b'matzah." Those things that you yotze the mitzvah of matzah with them, chayovin al chimutzei koros. They are the ones that, if they become chometz, you get koros. V'ha, but in these matzahs that were kneaded with yayin, shemen, or dvash, hoyel ve'ein adam yotze bo yedei chivasei. A person cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with these matzahs. Dehavale matzah ashira, because the pasuk says that matzah is lechem oini, it's poor bread. These breads have been enriched with added richer ingredients, yayin, dvash, and shemen. Since they are matzah ashira, then you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with it. Since it's a type of matzah that you cannot be mekayim mitzvah of matzah, in the event that it became chometz, there's no koros on it. Ein chayovin al chimutz koros. That is what Rav Papa said. Esve Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua had a very hard time with that. He says, "I'll bring you proof not like that. Himcheyu, what happens if you dissolved some matzah into water? V'gom'eyu, v'gom'oi, and he drank, he swallowed the matzah that was dissolved in water. Im chometzu, in the event that this dough or this bread that you dissolved in water and you swallowed it, im chometzu, in the event that it's chometz, enish koros, you would get koros for it, because this is the way you've consumed chometz on Pesach. V'im matzu, in the event that you made sure that it wasn't chometz, you took these grains and you dissolved them in water and you drank them and they didn't become chometz, ein adam yotze bo yedei chivasei b'Pesach, because matzah you have to eat. You didn't eat this matzah, you drank this matzah. And since you didn't eat it, you're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah." So the Gemara says, so you see clearly, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua is using this against Rav Papa. You see, v'ha-ha-cha, the ein adam yotze b'yedei chivasei b'matzah. I've got a type of a matzah that you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah because it's dissolved in water. V'chayovin al chimutzei koros. And nonetheless, it says explicitly, im chometzu enish koros. So you see clearly that it's possible to have something which you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, and still you'll be chayev koros. So this matzah ashera, how can you say before that the reason that Rish Lakish says you're not chayev koros is because you cannot be mekayim mitzvah's matzah? That's not a good enough reason not to be chayev koros. By this point, itar buhur of Idi Bar Ovin. Rav Idi Bar Ovin, he arose, he woke up. Omar luhu, and he said to them, to the other two Talmidim that were there, to Rav Papa and to Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, he said to them, "Dardaki, young men, let me explain to you. Hainu Talmud Rish Lakish, and explain to you why Rish Lakish said his halacha that dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey, if it became chometz, it's not chayiv koros. Bishum dehavalu mei peiros, because since it's not water, it's juices of fruit, extracts of other products. Umei peiros ein machmitzin. Even though it might look, whatever it is, it's, the Gemara is talking about that it was, Rav Shlokish does say that ein chayovin al chimutz akoros. He says, whatever you think is chomets, this is not chomets. Yai, if mei peiros ein machmitzin, it doesn't become chomets. So of course you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, as we saw before. Something that cannot become chomets, you cannot be mekayin the mitzvah of matzah with it. But over here, you won't be chayev koros because it doesn't become chomets. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going on to the second part of the Mishnah, the list of things that the Mishnah says, even though there seems to be an issue with it, you can be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with it. The first one was demai, if it was made of produce that was purchased or received from an amoretz, and we are not 100% sure that the trumas and maisers were taken. Says the Gemara, yotze b'demai u'b'maiser v'chulu. Asks the Gemara, demai, holoi chozilei. You're not allowed to eat demai. And if you're not allowed to eat it, then you cannot be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with it. Also mitzvah b'avera. And also, as we're going to see later, you're not allowed to eat anything that's osir. The Gemara is going to say it more on tevel. But you're not allowed to eat anything osir. You cannot be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with something that's osir. Asks the Gemara, no. It's true that tevel is osir. But demai, you shouldn't really eat it, but it's not as osa as tevel. Because there are times where even lekatchila we allow you to eat tevel. Kivendi boy mafkel in chose. If a person, for example, would turn all his possessions to ownerless, he would be mafkir. He would disown all his possessions, have a oni, he would then have the status of a poor man. Voichel demai, and a poor man lekatchila is allowed to eat demai. Hashtanami, now also, even though he did not disown all his possessions, chozile, you cannot say that this is macholis asurois. It's not like tevel. And therefore, since it's fit for him, if you ate it as matzah, you are yotza. Ditnan, we saw in the Mishnah, machilin es aniyim demai v'sachsanya demai, you're allowed to, the Tanim, the Mishnah holds that you're allowed to feed poor people or the Jewish soldiers that it was incumbent on the people in the city to feed them, they were allowed to be fed with demai. Omer Rav Huna, Tana, Rav Huna actually understood it was a machlokes tanoim, that Beshama Imrim ein machilin es haniyim demai besachsanya demai. Beshama says you do not give poor people or the Jewish soldiers from demai. Beshilil Imrim machilin. Beshilil say yes, and we're following Beshilil, that one, a poor man is allowed to eat demai, even the katchila, and therefore it's not considered as macholois asurois, it's forbidden food items, and therefore if he used it for matzah, he was yaitza. Continues the Gemara, Ma'aser Rishon shenot lo trumosi. If the Levi received Ma'aser Rishon and he took Truma, then the Levi is allowed to, or anybody at that point, is then allowed to use this Ma'aser Rishon and use it for matzah on Seder night. Says the Gemara Pshita, why? What's the Chiddush in that? Why not? You've taken Ma'aser Rishon, you've removed the Truma's Ma'aser from it, and that's it. Why? What's the Chiddush here? What's the element of discussion? Why should we have said you're not Yetzah? Says the Gemara, and to ask the Gemara Pshita, the Kiven did not lot Rumasai. Since the Levi took his Trumas Maisa, Chulin Avitz, the remaining Maisa Rishon has the status of regular Chulin, and anybody can eat it. What's the Chiddush? Answers the Gemara, Loi. It's not so straightforward. Tzricha, we need it for a specific case. Sheikh Dimoy Bushibolim, where the Levi took his Trumas, took his Maisa Rishon before the Koyein took his Truma Gedoyla. He took his Maaser Rishon, Sheikdimu Bushibolim, whilst it was still in its stalks, before it's been thrashed, piled, and smoothed. V'notlo imenu Trumas Maaser. And he separated Trumas Maaser from it. However, v'lo notlo imenu Truma Gedoyla. He did not take off the extra part of what the Koyein lost from his Truma Gedoyla, from the fact that the Levi took the Maaser Rishon before the Truma Gedoyla. We explained this before already. So I may have thought, since you haven't given the Truma Gedoyla yet back to the Koyein, that you cannot use it. It's called still Tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to make matzah with it. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is no. That since that we'll soon see exactly which opinion it is, but since you took the Maaser Rishon before the pile was smoothed, then all that's incumbent on the Levi to take from the Maaser Rishon is only Trumas Maaser. He does not have to reimburse the Kohen, and that is the Chiddush here. And that's it. If he took his truma, he took his trumas maisa, and even though he didn't reimburse the kohen, he doesn't have to reimburse the kohen, and therefore you can be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with the remaining maisa rishon. Ukeder Bavo, it follows the opinion of Bavo, Domer Bavo, Amr Shimon ben Lakish, maisa rishon. If a Levi takes his maisa rishon, sheikdimai b'shibolim, he comes before the kohen whilst the produce is still in its stalks. Potter mitruma gedola. He doesn't need to reimburse the kohen with the truma gedola that the kohen would get less because of him. Shenemar says in the pasuk regarding the Levi that v'hari moisem mimenu, you should separate from the Levi, should separate from his maaser rishon trumas Hashem maaser min ha-maaser. He should take off a truma called maaser min ha-maaser, 10% of the 10% he received from the owner. So the Gemara learns from here, Rish Lakish learns, Maisa mina maisa amarti lecha. The Levi only has to take the Trumas Maisa. V'loi Truma gedoila v'Trumas Maisa mina maisa. But a Levi never has to take also Maisa mina maisa and also Truma gedoila to give back to the Kohen. So you see here that the Levi doesn't have to give Truma gedoila. And since he doesn't have to, the produce, the Maisa Rishon, is not considered Tevil. It's not considered Tevil. So anybody can be Yetzer, the Mitzvah of Matzah, with it. Omele Rav Papa La'Abaya. So Rav Papa said to Abaya, if you have a pasuk that says that Levi only ever has to take Trumas Maisa and never has to take Truma Gedoila, Elo Me'ata Afilu Igdimai Bekri, if the Levi came and took his Maisa Rishon even after the pile was piled and smoothed, and Nami Lifter, we should also patter the Levi from having to take Truma Gedoila. And we know that's not true. Because of this question, we have a special pasuk that says that the Levi does have to take even Truma Gedoila. It says, talking to the Levi, Mikol Matnuseichem, from all the portions that you get, Torimu es kol Trumas Hashem, you should take all the Trumas, not only Trumas Maisa, even Truma Gedoila. Asks the Gemara, Omaro Isa, why are you using the pasuk that says, the first pasuk we brought to exempt a Levi from taking Truma Gedoila if he took the Maisa Rishon before it was piled and smoothed, and the pasuk that seems to say the Levi does have to take Truma Gedoila, you're saying if the Levi took it after it was piled and smoothed, what's making you decide which pasuk to learn for what? Says the Gemara, yeah, I'll explain it to you. Hi, Idgon, after the pile was already smoothed, then it's considered grain, it's called a grain, and min ha-Torah, the owner is already chayev to take Truma Gedoila. If so, if the Levi took the Maaser Rishon, reimbursed the Kohen. However, v'hai lo yidgon, but if the Levi took it before it was decree, before it was piled up and smoothed, before the Miruach, that point is not yet considered halachically as a grain to be chayev for Truma Gedoila. If the Levi took it, then he only takes Trumas Maisa. He does not have to take the Truma Gedoila. Continues the Gemara. The next part in the Mishnah. Maisa Sheini veHekdesh Sheniftu. If you had Maisa Sheini outside Yerushalayim or Hekdesh, and you redeemed the Maisa Sheini and you redeemed the Hekdesh, from that point on, you can use the redeemed Maisa Sheini even outside Yerushalayim or the redeemed Hekdesh, and you can be yetzer to the mitzvah of matzah with it. Says the Gemara Pshita, if you've redeemed it, why should I not be able to use it for Maisa? It's regular chulin. Why should I not be able to use it for matzah? It's regular chulin. Answers the Gemara, Hocha b'mayoskinon, shenosan es hakeren v'loy nosan es hachoymesh. There's a halacha that says that when you redeem the Maisa Sheini or you redeem Hekdesh, you have to add on an extra 25%. Called a chaymesh. It's called a chaymesh because 25% of the 125% is a fifth. You have to add on 25%. And this person, when he redeemed the Maisa Sheini, or he redeemed the Hekdesh, he did not add on the extra 25%. The Komash Malon, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, the Ein Chaymesh Ma'akev, even though you chayev to give the Chaymesh, if you didn't give the Chaymesh, the redemption is still valid, and the Maisa Sheini and Hekdesh have indeed become Chulin, and therefore you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah with it. Continues the Gemara. V'akoyanim b'chalo b'truma. Kohanim are allowed to use challah and truma they've received in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, says the Gemara Pshita. Why shouldn't they? The truma and challah are toher, the kohen is toher, there's no reason not to be able to use it. Says the Gemara Ma'od, the Tema'ayu may have thought matzah shava l'chol adam ba'inon, that matzah, in order for it to be kosher, to be used for mitzvahs matzah. It has to be fit for everybody to eat, and here Yisrael or Levi, anyone who's not a Kohen, is not allowed to eat it. Komash Malon, we have a special posuk that says matzois, matzois ribo. It's not so clear exactly which posuk, which matzois. It says matzois many times. But since it says matzois, matzois, a number of times, sometimes with a vav, sometimes without a vav. So we're learning from the extra vav that it sometimes says that includes even a type of matzah that's only fit for certain people. Continues the Gemara. Avaloi betevel v'chulei. The Mishnah says, now is the last part of the Mishnah, the third part of the Mishnah, that where it gives us a list of matzahs that you cannot use for to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. And the first one is tevel, says the Gemara Pshita. It's posher that you can't use tevel. It's a mitzvah bab avera. It's also to eat tevel. So why should I have thought that you can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it? Says the Gemara, lo, it's not so straightforward. Tzricha betevel tovel midrabanan. I may have thought that if it's only tevel midrabanan, and the posuk the Gemara is later going to bring that tells us the special posuk that you cannot use anything which is osur minatayra, you cannot use it to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, it's going to be a posuk later. And from there we know that tevel minatayra, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with it. But if it's only tevel midrabanan, that posuk obviously wouldn't apply. Nonetheless, since midrabanan it's also, it's a mitzvah baba avera. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to mechadish to us, that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with it. What's a case of tevel that's only tevel midrabanan? It's talking about a type of produce that was grown but was detached from the ground whilst it was growing. Shazaro, he planted it, ba'otzit she'ene nokuv, in a pot, a flower pot, in a pot that is not perforated. It did not have any holes at the bottom of it. So what was growing inside the pot did not nourish from the ground through those holes, and therefore it's only tevel midrabanan. So if you had some wheat that was grown in an otzit she'ene nokuv, it's only tevel midrabanan, and nonetheless you're not yetzer the mitzvah of matzah with that wheat or any of the other species of grain. Continues the Gemara. At this point, we assume that the Mishnah means that if a Levi had Maaser Rishon and he did not take the required Trumas Maaser and give to a Kohen, he cannot use his Maaser Rishon for matzah. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course not. It's like Tevil. You haven't taken the Trumas Maaser. Says the Gemara, no. Loi. Tzricha she'ekdimoi bekri. We're talking about that the Levi came and took the Maaser Rishon before the Kohen took his Truma Gedola. And he took it at a point where the produce was already piled and smoothed. And of course he took Truma Maaser. He has to take Truma Maaser, but he didn't take Truma Gedola. So he didn't take Truma Gedola. We said before that if the Levi had come before it was piled up, then he would not have to reimburse the Kohen the Truma Gedola. But since he took it Bekri after it was already piled and smooth, he has to reimburse the Kohen. Since he has to reimburse the Kohen, and he didn't, talking about the Truma Gedola, that's why he cannot use it for matzah. Mao de Tema, could Omale Rav Papa Abaya, I may have thought, like Rav Papa said to Abaya, that the posuk that exempts a Levi from taking Truma Gedola is referring to a case where the Levi took it after it was already piled up. Komash Malon Kedushani Le. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's a proof to what Abaya answered to Rav Papa, that the posuk that exempts a Levi from having to reimburse the Kohen Truma Gedola is only if he took it before it was Bekri, before it was piled and smoothed. When he took it after it was piled and smoothed, you chayev to take the Truma Gedola. You didn't take the Truma Gedola, then even though you took Trumas Maaser, the Levi is not allowed to use this Maaser Rishon for matzah. Continues the Gemara. If you have Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim or Hekdash and you did not redeem them, you cannot use them for matzah. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course you can't use it for matzah. You're not allowed to eat them. Says the Gemara, La'olam deniftu. Of course we know that if you don't redeem them, that you cannot use them for matzah. We're talking about he redeemed them, but there was an issue with the way he redeemed it. And therefore, there's a chiddush that even though you redeemed it, it's as if you didn't redeem it, and you're not allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with it. Or my loy niftu, what does it mean loy niftu? What was the issue with it? She loy niftu kil choson, you didn't redeem them according to the halacha. What does that mean? Ma'ase sheni, when you redeem ma'ase sheni outside Yerushalayim, shepode al gav asimoin. You redeemed it on something that looked like a coin, but it was actually an unminted coin. There was no image stamped onto the coin. Drachmona Omar, the Pasuk says, v'tzarto ha'kesef. The Pasuk actually says, v'nosato ba'kesef, v'tzarto ha'kesef biyodecho, that you bind, so to speak, the money in your hands. The word v'tzarto, besides for meaning that you bind the money in your hands, and that's the way you redeem the kedusha of the ma'aseh sheni onto these coins, the word v'tzarto also means that you carve or you make an image into it. So we learn from there that dovah sheyesh lo yitzura, only a type of coin that's got an image carved into it, is only dovah sheyesh lo yitzura, and this asimoin is an unminted coin. It's got no tzura on it, and therefore the ma'aseh sheni is not been redeemed according to the halacha, and you cannot use it for matzah. Vehekdush, and regarding redeeming hekdush, there's a halacha shechilu le'al gabe karka. The halacha is that you have to redeem hekdush with a movable item, with money, not onto property, onto land. And this person redeemed the hekdush onto karka. The Rechmon Omar, the Pasuk says, v'nosan ha'kesef v'komloi. And from the words that you give the money and to redeem the hekdush, then it's a bit of discussion how you learn it out from this Pasuk. But from this Pasuk, we learn that you cannot redeem hekdush onto karka, onto land. And this person did. And therefore the hekdush is not redeemed. It's not redeemed. You cannot use it for matzah. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanon. Yochol yoytzi odo midei chivosei b'tevel shelo nitkan. I may have thought that a person can be yoytzi the mitzvah of matzah with tevel that's not been fixed yet, not been made fit to eat. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. What does this mean? Tevel shaloi nitkan. Tevel that's not yet fixed. The definition of tevel is that it's not been fixed. It's not been made fit. You haven't taken trumas and maestras. Kol tevel nami holoi nitkan. Elo betevel shaloi nitkan shakol tzorkoi. That means when the Braisa means to say is that yochil yoitze odim idei chivosei betevel. That's not 100% tevel. It's partially tevel. Parts of the trumas and maestras have been taken. Part have not been taken. For example, shenotlo mimenu truma gedayla. If the owner took truma gedayla, v'lo notlo mimenu truma smaisa, but he didn't take the truma smaisa. That means that the levy took the truma gedayla. That means the truma gedayla was taken, but the levy didn't take from his maisa rishon. Didn't take truma smaisa. So that maisa rishon, it's not 100% tevel, but it's partially tevel. It's called tevel shelo nitkan, or maisa rishon v'lo maisa sheni. If the owner took maisa rishon but didn't take maisa sheni in year 1, 2, 4, and 5 of Shemitah, v'afilu maisa oni, or even in year 3 and 6, where he took truma gedayla and maisa rishon, which have kedusha on them, but he didn't take the maisa oni that has no kedusha on them whatsoever. Minayin, how do I know that even in such a case where it's not complete tevel, since it's partially tevel and may not be eaten, that you cannot be yetzer matzah with it? Talmud Lema, we learn it from this pasuk. Lo soichal olav chomitz. The pasuk says that you're not allowed. The pasuk puts together not eating chomitz with eating matzah. Mi sheisurei mishum bal toichal olav chomitz. You can only be yetzer the mitzvah of matzah with a type of bread where there's the only issa on it is the issa of Bal Teichel Chometz. The only issue with it, the only avera that you have to be aware of and avoid is Chometz. Yotzo zeh she'ein isurei mishum Bal Teichel Chometz. But this tevel that doesn't have the issa of Chometz on it, elo mishum Bal Teichel Chometz, it has on it only the issa of tevel, you cannot be yotzo the mitzvah of matzah with it. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. You're saying that tevel is only also because of tevel and doesn't have any issa chometz on it? V'isura de chometz leichan ozlo. Where did the issa of chometz go to? So we're going to have two explanations. Omer of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Homani Rav Shimoni. Yeah, this is the opinion of Rav Shimon. Rav Omer, ein isur chalal isur. One aveira, one issa cannot Bichal cannot apply if there's already another Isser on it before. Since the Isser of Tevel was there before, now it became Chometz, the Isser of Chometz does not apply onto this produce, onto this bread, and therefore there is no Isser Chometz. There is only the Isser of Tevel. The Tanya Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon learns this from the in the following Braisa. Ha'oichel nevela b'yom Kippurim. If somebody eats a nevela, which is an animal that just died and wasn't shechted, and he eats it on Yom Kippur, potur. Normally eating on Yom Kippur is chayiv koros. Over here, eating nevela is not chayiv koros. He ate a nevela, is potur. Why is he potur? He's potur from the korban chatos if he did it by mistake, because since it was a nevela before Yom Kippur, and even if it died on Yom Kippur, then before Yom Kippur it was alive, still it was Eivor Min HaChai. But since it was Osir before Yom Kippur to eat it, then the Issa of Yom Kippur would never apply to it. So it remains only Eivor Min HaChai or Nevela. And the Issa of eating on Yom Kippur didn't apply to it. That is the opinion of Rab Shimon, Ein Isser Chalal Issa. So Tevel also, even if it became Chometz, there's no chorus on that Chometz because you're only going to get punished for eating the Tevel. So according to him, we understand the terminology of the Braisa, that Tevel you cannot use for Matzah because it doesn't have an Issa Chometz on it, if it were to become Chometz. Ravina Omar Ravina says no, that this Braisa, Filotema Rabbonon, it could even be following the Rabbonon who say that an Issa can be Chal on another Issa. And therefore, if Tevel became Chometz, of course all the halachas of Chometz would apply to it. And you have to read into the Braisa as follows. Misha Yisurei Mishum Bal Teichel Chometz Bilvad. That the only type of grain, bread, that you can use for matzah is if the only issa that would apply to it now is only chometz, if it were to become chometz. Yotzozeh, to the exclusion of these tevel, she'eini surei mishum bal teichel chometz bilvad. It doesn't only have the issa of chometz, elo af mishum bal teichel tevel, it also has the issa of tevel. And anything that's got another issa on it as well, you're not yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah with it. Asks the Gemara, Midi Bilvad Ksiv, does it say in the Braisa Bilvad that the type of matzah you can use is only if the only issa on it would be chometz, and that would mean that if there's two isurim, chometz and something else, you wouldn't be able to use it? It doesn't say the word Bilvad, it just says that you can only use for matzah something that has an issa chometz. Tevel doesn't have the issa of chometz. Elo mechaverto, the easiest way of explaining this braisa is k'drav sheshes, like Rav Sheshes says, that the braisa is following Rav Shimon that says, ein issa chalal issa, and therefore there is only the issa of chometz, but when you have tevel, then there's an issa of tevel and no issa of chometz, and therefore, if there's no issa of chometz, you cannot be yetz the mitzvah of matzah with it. And all the do'iraisi isurim that we've seen in the Mishnah are all cannot be used for matzah because of this pasuk. And even when you haven't got the do'iraisi, it's only tevel midrabbonon, you wouldn't have this pasuk, but you would have the regular mitzvah boba avera that would prevent you from being mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Rashi throws that in here, and the mitzvah shem in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.